comedies and dramas occupied North Bay stages for the bulk of 2019. Here, in alphabetical order, are my top torn tickets, the best and or most interesting comedic and dramatic stage work done in Sonoma and Napa counties in the past year. After Miss Julie, presented by Sebastopol's Main Stage West, just one of several outstanding productions at this little theater dynamo, this tale of a classic love triangle set during a time of political upheaval was brutal in its portrayal of what people are willing to do to get what they want. Eureka Day, presented by the Spreckles Theater Company of Rohnert Park. This dark comedy about a charter school and the issue of vaccinations was hysterically funny, but may have hit too close to home for some. Faceless by Santa Rosa's Sixth Street Playhouse. Expatriate Craig Miller returned to direct this crackling courtroom drama, whose combination of religious, political, personal, and legal conflicts made for a gripping evening of theater. Hamlet, also presented by the Spreckles Theater Company. Most theater companies try to contemporize Shakespeare to appeal to a modern audience. Director Sherry Lee Miller and company proved it works just fine as is. The Laramie Project, presented by Healdsburg's Raven Players. Another show whose run was cut short by fire and PG&E power outages, this beautifully staged documentation of a community's reaction to a horrendous crime was a stern and too oft-needed reminder to those who think it can't happen here that it can. Luna Gale, presented by Petaluma's Cinnabar Theater. Liz Jarin's towering performance as a social worker at the end of her rope and great ensemble work allowed this show to get past its directorial idiosyncrasies. Miss Bennett, Christmas at Pemberley, also presented by the Spreckles Theater Company. Who knew that an extension of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice would turn out to be the best Christmas show of the season? Of Mice and Men, presented at the Cloverdale Performing Arts Center. An American classic presented in a stripped-down version that retained all the power of Steinbeck's original takedown of the American dream. Rapture, Blister, Burn, presented by Napa's Lucky Penny Productions. Venturing out of their usual comfort zone of family-friendly musicals and boisterous comedies, this Napa company scored a hat trick with this contemporary look at gender roles, a terrific script, strong direction, and superb acting. They should produce more like this, and audiences should go and see it. This Random World, presented by Santa Rosa's Left Edge Theater. This collection of vignettes about the randomness of human connections had everything from laugh-out-loud comedy to touching drama. Everything, that is, but an ending. Congratulations to the entire North Bay theater community for a great year on stage. And here's to more of the same in 2020. From Second Row Center, I'm Harry Duke for KRCB.